Soak auf Flux FM mit Sea Creatures. Ein Stück Musik von der Platte, die im Juni erscheinen soll, unter dem Titel Before We Forget How to Dream. Obwohl ich jetzt gerade sehe, hier in Germany kommt sie sogar am 29.05. schon raus, also kurz vor Juni sozusagen. Die junge Irin Bridie Mons Watson, die hinter dem Projekt Soak steckt, ist in Großbritannien schon seit circa 3 Jahren Thema und das, obwohl sie erst 18 Jahre alt ist. Mit 14, 15 hat sie die ersten hörenswerten Demos rausgeschickt und ist mit diesen auch in der Tat schon bekannt geworden auf der Insel. Heute Abend spielt sie hier in der Kantine im Berghain und jetzt steht sie bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über das Debütalbum der Künstlerin, das Ende Mai jetzt rauskommt. Wir finden raus, ob es sie nervt, dass ihr Alter ständig thematisiert wird und wir sprechen über ihre Gigs beim South by Southwest in den Vereinigten Staaten und noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich Hello and welcome, Bridie.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Where are you coming from actually? Did you come from Ireland directly? Because I didn't see a show or something in the last days, or was
I
wrong?
I was in Australia.
Oh.
And I went home for one day and then I flew to England and then to here.
I mean, that's crazy. The year is only 4 months old or 4.5 months old and you've been doing so much, right?
Doing a lot of stuff, yeah.
You basically toured the world in those 4 months. It's crazy. You played South by Southwest this year.
I did, yeah.
And then that must have been a crazy thing.
Yeah.
What were your experiences there? How did you like it?
Yeah, it was amazing. Like the weather was much like this.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a beautiful place.
Yeah.
I was like, as soon as I heard about South By, I always wanted to go and play it. So
yeah,
it
cool.
was really exciting to finally do it.
And how many shows did you have to play? Because I hear from so many bands that they're loving the fact that they're going there. And as soon as they are right in Austin, Texas, they were like, oh man, this whole shit is too crazy. We have to play 4 shows in 24 hours or something like that.
Yeah, we didn't do that. We had like 1 main showcase and then we did 4 shows around that. So we had, I think, 5 or 6 shows in total, which was good. Like that was over a week.
Uh-huh.
So that was really relaxed.
Cool.
But I know bands that were playing like 14 shows.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Yeah. That's a bit too crazy. I think so too.
Yeah.
And did you have the chance to look at other bands when you were playing the South by Southwest or were you too busy for that?
Kind of bands I already knew about and was friends with.
Yeah.
Just because it was more convenient to have them just go see bands that were in the venues that I was already playing.
Yeah.
And I'm under 21 as well. So
oh, right. Yeah.
I got like black X's written on my hands everywhere I went.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh damn, those Americans. I mean, 21 is way too old to start drinking publicly, like, right?
Yeah, you can't even go anywhere.
Yeah, that's crazy. And especially when you're playing the venue and then you're actually not allowed to be in there. That's kind of crazy.
Crazy.
Schizophrenic people. And then the Australian tour, were there any highlights you want to talk about? I found out about a tattoo that you got there.
Yeah.
You already regret that tattoo?
No, I love it. I think it's cool.
The just sounded like that a little bit. Yeah, I got a tattoo.
But
are there highlights that you're going to remember from Australia?
Yeah, I mean, Australia is an incredible place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool to actually go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was amazing. All the shows were really good. They were really full of people. It was amazing.
Cool.
And then the weather was beautiful as well.
Yeah. Well, we just listened to Sea Creatures, a song that features drums and a little band arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
But you're touring solo most of the time, aren't you?
Yeah, right now I'm touring like just me.
Uh-huh.
With like a tour manager and stuff like that. But in the next month or so, I'll have a full band with me.
Oh, cool.
For festivals.
Yeah, because I really think that if you're doing your headline show, it's cool to just show up there with a guitar and then just make sure that you have the energy on stage to get the people involved. I mean, that's totally happening with people who play solo, right?
Yeah.
But for the festival situation, it might be cool to have a band.
Yeah, it's cool to have a big noise.
Yeah, and then you've already got the boys and girls together that are in the band?
Yeah, I've got everybody planned.
Cool.
The producer of my records gonna play live with me.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, and the drummer on my record's also gonna play live. So,
wow, good.
Yeah, yeah.
So cool. That's a good way of,
it's a good setup. Yeah,
yeah, of bringing a band together. So, talking about the producer of your record, I mean, it's gonna come out here on the 29th of May. So it's gonna be, I think it's gonna be earlier.
Yeah, I think
than
you
in,
get
in
it
the
one
UK.
Day.
Yes, lovely. And then how and where have you recorded the album? Because I didn't find out too much about that.
I recorded it in Glenveagh National Park, which is in the countryside of Ireland.
Uh-huh.
And it's about an hour and a half from where my home is.
Yeah.
With Tommy McLaughlin.
Okay, he's the producer?
Yeah, he's the producer.
Uh-huh.
He also, he plays in a band called Villagers.
Oh yeah, we know them. We play them a lot.
Yeah.
Ah, see, the Villagers' Tommy was involved in the production of that record. And I was working with him.
Yeah, it was really cool. I work with him quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we get on really well, and yeah, he's a really cool guy.
Yeah, because I think, especially when you're making up the music on your own, when you're not a band, it's really important that you find somebody that you really can trust as a producer, right?
Yeah, second opinion and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he won't put too much pop signal on your recordings or something like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Before we talk a bit more and before we give away some tickets, let's listen to more music. Hier ist Soak nochmal zu hören mit dem Stückchen Blood und im Anschluss an unseren zweiten Interviewteil werde ich dann Tickets verlosen für die Kantine am Berghain heute Abend mit Soak aus Irland auf der Bühne. Soak mit Blood auf Lux FM. Heute Abend spielt sie in der Kantine am Berghain und jetzt ist sie noch bei mir im Studio, die Irin Bridie Mons Watson, die das Projekt Soak erfunden hat mit 13, 14. Mittlerweile ist sie 18 Jahre alt. Does it actually, do you actually care about the fact that journalists talk about your age so much? I mean, that the topic should be over almost, right?
Yeah.
I mean, does it bother you?
I think the whole wise beyond your years thing gets a bit annoying after a while.
Yeah.
I don't understand why young people can't just be wise.
Yeah. I mean, why shouldn't you able to put out some beautiful music with maybe 14, 15, 16, 17, 18?
Yeah.
If you're a talented person, you're a talented person.
Yeah.
When you started making music, that's what I found interesting, though. You started composing secretively, so nobody knew what you were doing in your room, and you were composing the first hits for the world career. Now, is that something that you're probably going to do again? Because I talked to so many bands when they are in the studio for the second album, or when they're forced to make dates for the second album, they sometimes they'll just say, "Oh, we have to do a vacation before we start working on the album for 4 weeks," and then they secretly work on the album for those 4 weeks so that they have something to negotiate about, you know, when they come back to the record company. So are you gonna probably record secretively again?
100%. It's going to make that plan now.
Yeah, cool,
yeah.
Cool. So we can write that down. And one of the first steps that you did as a musician was covering music as well. You had a band called That's What She Said, and you covered music with them. And then you covered the Church's song, The Mother We Share, as well. Is that something for you to get inspiration to cover songs and see how the other people think of compositions and you... Not necessarily steal the whole idea, but you know the philosophy of the sound or something.
Not really. I kind of like. Well, I was in a cover band because like we were 13, and like trying to work out how to actually be in a band. And other than that, I've only done one cover, which was the Church's thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, like that was really fun to do, and it got me in contact with those guys.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was a good. I really like that song, so it was fun to go in and do my own take on it.
Yeah, but because I thought it was a technique of self-teaching oneself, you know, to just cover a song of another band and go like, oh, no, what they done to the chorus, pretty weak. I won't do it like that or something.
I suppose that's a way, I don't know.
Okay. I don't want to force you into covering more songs. I'm sorry about that. So tonight's show, what can people expect? Are you going to play all of the songs of the new LP that's coming out?
Yeah, some new songs, some old songs.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It'll be good.
It'll be good. And And people out there can join the show. Und zwar, wenn sie mich jetzt anrufen. Heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain. Die irische Künstlerin Bridie Mons Watson als Soak auf der Bühne. Und wer da hingehen möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf die Gästeliste. Der steht auf der Gästeliste. So rum ist es richtig. Für Soak heute Abend in der Kantine am Berghain. Bridie, thanks a lot for visiting.
Thank you for having me.
I bet we'll see each other again pretty
Hopefully.
Soon. As soon as you visit Berlin the next time, you come around again, we talk a bit more.
All right.
And we'll give away tickets again. Thank
cool.
you for coming. Bye bye.
Thank
Hier
you.
Soak nochmal zu hören mit BA Nobody. Tschüss.
Trying hard to make something of what we are.